You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And yes, we're going to make fun of Mike Johnson here in a moment. Yuval Noah, our favorite WEF demon, he is back out there with a doozy. Want to thank you once again, Yuval, for proving me true with everything I say. We have media people fawning all over Dome and not in the normal way, and so much more coming up this hour. Before we get to that, though, I have responsibilities. I have responsibilities as a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
They've already called the New Hampshire primary for Donald Trump. I know you were sitting on the edge of your seat. It could have gone either way, but yeah, that's over. Now we can get back to other things. Now, we've had this talk a lot, so we don't have to go over it in depth tonight. I have other things I want to get to, but controlled opposition. It's a word you hear, you've probably heard that word lobbied at the GOP many times. And much of the time, frankly, most of the time, they live up to that. What does controlled opposition actually mean, though? Well, voters, especially in a representative republic like ours, remember, not a democracy, representative republic, voters, they want to think they have a choice. Voters need to believe they have a choice. If this politician makes me mad, if he screws things up, I can punish him, I can vote him out. If I like the sounds of this policy, I'll vote for this guy or this policy, and I'll be able to do those things. And evil people, especially communists, have understood this about human nature for the longest time. And so, as I've told you before, most people do not realize Stalin was one of the most brutal totalitarians in history. Stalin had an opposition party that, quote, opposed him within the Soviet Union. In fact, he funded and organized the opposition party. Why would he do that? Well, they were never allowed to go too far. They were never allowed to stop him or even, frankly, slow him down. But what they did do is they gave the Soviet people the illusion that there was some kind of a choice out there. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And, about 5 minutes ago, Mike Johnson, He organized the House GOP to negotiate with and came to an agreement with House Democrats on a CR. What is a CR? CR, it stands for Continuing Resolution. You should understand, before we go any further, that passing any CR at all is in and of itself a scandal. That is not something that should happen. The CR is there for emergency purposes only. We are in the middle of a hot war. We don't have time. Just keep the government open. The CR is there for emergency purposes only. So passing any CR, even one you liked, would be a scandal in and of itself. It should never happen. Nobody should ever vote for one, Republican, Democrat, ever. But now, because the government is corruption, it's not that the government does corruption, the government is corruption, they just pass a CR every few months. What does a CR do? Well, a CR funds government. The different government agencies, hey, how much goes here? How much goes there? How much goes to this? How much goes to that? It is the check writing portion. Oh, here you go, Mr. FBI. You can have this. And here you go. You can IRS. Come up and get your check here. That's what it is. A CR funds the government. Mike Johnson just did the negotiating with the Democrats and got half of the House GOP to vote for the CR they just passed. They just passed it. A CR that funds in full the Department of Justice, the FBI, IRS, whatever, forget about it. Funds everything, but funds in full without a single solitary penny in cuts. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Federal Bureau of Investigation that has assaulted you, your liberty. They've murdered you. Do I need to remind you about the man, the 70-some-year-old fat old disabled man in Utah they gunned down? They have assaulted you. They have framed you. They have murdered you. They've sent SWAT teams to the homes of pastors for reading Bible verses. An evil secret state police agency that will end the United States of America was just funded in full by Mike Johnson. You want to know what controlled opposition looks like? Mike Johnson sat down for an interview, said this.
You were on the Judiciary and the Weaponization Committee. You know, during that time in the Weaponization Committee, we saw the FBI bring case against the Catholic Church, even putting agents inside of local churches. What more can Congress do to prevent this?
Well, Congress has a very important responsibility of oversight, and we have to bring accountability for agencies that have been spun out of control. Really, we use the term weaponized because that's exactly what it is. We have agencies that were designed to protect and serve the American people in so many cases in recent years and by the administration have been turned against them, and that's just what the facts show. It's alarming. So we've called it out, we've drawn attention to it, and we're demanding accountability for those who are in charge.
That might be, Chris, I'm not saying I want that on the soundboard permanently, but I want that permanently on the sound list every day because I think that might be the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things. Mike Johnson, I think he had just walked out of the meeting where he wrote the Federal Bureau of Investigation a check without a single penny in cuts. And then he sits down for an interview and talks about how evil.
You were on the Judiciary and the Weaponization Committee.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Before I play it again, he didn't just talk about how evil they are. He talked about, hey, that's why we're pointing it out, guys. I just wish we could do something. But, man, we're pointing it out. These guys are pretty scary. Hey, FBI, come get your check.
You were on the Judiciary and the Weaponization Committee. You know, during that time in the Weaponization Committee, we saw the FBI bring case against the Catholic Church, even putting agents inside of local churches. What more can Congress do to prevent this?
Well, Congress has a very important responsibility of oversight, and we have to bring accountability for agencies that have been spun out of control. Really, we use the term weaponized because that's exactly what it is. We have agencies that were designed to protect and serve the American people in so many cases in recent years, and Biden administration have been turned against them, and that's just what the facts show. It's alarming. So we call...
Why'd you fully fund an agency that's been turned against you? You know, I got to tell you guys, I forgot to tell you, sorry to get personal here. We hired a landscaper to plant some trees in our backyard. He's been working at the house for 3 or 4 weeks. Every time I leave the home, he breaks in and he steals guns and jewelry and all of our valuables. Anyway, I cut him his last check today. The trees look beautiful. That's the GOP. He just got done personally negotiating the funding of the most evil agency in the history of this country. The FBI, it is not a side issue. A secret state police agency that has declared war on you will end in a civil war. The FBI is going to cause a civil war. I know you think that's crazy. It will. It will end up with a horrible square off between the states. We are going to have American killing American in a civil war if the FBI is not brought to heel. The FBI was just funded by the Republican who sat down and told you on camera how evil they are. That is what controlled opposition looks like. And that's why I'm an anti-communist. Don't ever call me a Republican. This party disgusts me. When will I have anybody who fights for me? And don't tell me about your guy, whoever you are. Oh, this guy will or this guy won't. No, he won't. He's a sissy too. He'll wuss out too. They all do. Whenever it's time for the rubber to meet the road, they all wuss out in the end. They all talk tough on the campaign trail, and every one of them lay down like a toot. Yeah, I can't say that. Every one of them lays down when the time comes. Every one of them sickens me. I'm done. You know what? I'm done with that. Got my blood pressure up. I'm good. Anyway, let's talk about that. Let's talk about aches, pains, getting older. I got to watch my blood pressure now that I'm getting older. As you get older, your body hurts more. The way it goes. I had a brutal workout 2 days ago. My friggin' legs are still hurting. That's why I take Relief Factor every day. No. I don't reach for the ibuprofen bottle anymore. I'm sad about all the years I did. Relief Factor uses natural ingredients, drug-free natural ingredients. Your back nagging you all the time, your shoulder, your wife. I'm kidding, I can't do anything about your wife. But are these things nagging you all the time? Start taking Relief Factor. 3-week quick start kits. They know it works, so they just tell you, hey, buy a quick start kit. You'll get hooked. You will. Quick start kits are $19.95. Call the number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com, all right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and thank you for playing Ramblin' Man Chris. Always love a little Lynyrd Skynyrd here on the show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Well, you know about the World Economic Forum. You listen to this show. And because you listen to this show, you are aware of a name your normie neighbor has no idea. He has no idea people like this exist. He has no idea people like this hold a lot of power, but they do. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. Harariri or something. It's whatever. You all know on this show. He's got a stupid last name. You know all the things I tell you about the mentality of the elites, how the elites of the world view us today and themselves. Well, I just want to give a shout out, a thank you, really, to Yuval Noah, because every time he speaks, he proves me right.
Many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality.
I'm going to stop here for a second. I'll let him start again. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to make sure I remind you. The New World Order used to be something that was talked about in conspiracy theory circles. Now the world's elites regularly meet and discuss the New World Order. New World Order this, New World Order that. What's the New Order going to look like? And obviously we've talked about it on the show. To have a new order, you have to do away with the old order. Remember, these people see themselves as kings and queens. And there's a reason the FBI has been attacking the church, arresting pastors. There's a reason all the LGBTQ stuff.
Why are you gay?
There's a reason it's infected every single part of the West, because they believe your belief system has to go away. They think it's ridiculous. They see themselves as the gods. That's what you're hearing here. This is his view of the New World Order and what he thinks about the old world order.
Many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open.
I'm going to pause on this. I'm not going to start again, but I'm going to pause. I'll let him continue. What he's saying here is really important. It's important to understand. It's something we discuss a lot. They don't believe in a unique individual soul. You understand you are that, right? You are a unique individual God-created soul. That's why you have rights. That's why you have rights. You matter. Jesse, I'm just a this. No, you're just a nothing. You are unique. You matter. There's no one else on the planet who has ever been just like you. For these people, that concept must be destroyed, because you must become a slave. You must become a cog in the wheel. If they need you to die, then you need to die. If they need you to give up this and give up that and be poor and miserable or whatever, then you need to do that. How do they justify that in their minds? How do they justify enslavement of people? They just convince themselves you're a nothing. You're a fish. You're a jellyfish. But you are not. You are so much more. I'll let him keep going.
Look inside. You find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also like human rights and like God and like heaven. They too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it, you can touch it, you can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories.
They really are the most evil people who've ever walked. They really are. And I know you look at Yuval Noah, and he looks just like a goober dork, and you don't look at him as if he's Mao Zedong. You don't look at him as if he's Stalin. He doesn't look like Mao. He doesn't sound like Mao. He's not lining people up on the ditches, Jesse, and shooting them in the face. And I'm going to tell you something that I've told you before, and you better understand it. We are fighting against true evil, and the monsters of the 21st century, they are light years more evil and murderous than the monsters of the 20th century. The Hitlers, the Stalins, the Maos, they were bad. Real evil, real evil. They won't kill a fraction as many people as this dork will. Remember that. All right. That's why we fight every day too. That's why we keep going. because the stakes of the game are that guy wins. And I won't tolerate that, and neither will you. All right? All right. Let's have a little talk about playing offense. Before we have that talk, let's talk about something wonderful, shall we? What's more wonderful than taking care of widows and orphans? Obviously, the story of the fallen Navy SEALs, we lost them to the ocean, it's big out there right now. It's big out there. And what do you think of when you think about them? Well, we've already talked about it several times on the show, the families. The families, yes, you lost your son or a husband or a brother, and what's more devastating than that? What's more devastating than dad's never coming home again? What's worse than that? I can't imagine it. I love Tunnel to Towers, not because they can bring anybody back. They can't. They try to make it easier for widows and orphans. Taking the burden of a mortgage at least off their shoulders. On top of everything else, at least you don't have to sit around and stress that. That's where your $11 a month goes. Widows and orphans. Donate. T2T.org. T2T.org. Playing offense. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, before I get to some emails, I might play that You've All Know a Thing. I need to address something. I realize a lot of people watch the show now on the simulcast. Remember, they simulcast the show on the first TV. And maybe if you watch it, you might be wondering why I just changed clothes. I was, of course, in a vest. It's kind of a European thing that I do. Just part what, Chris? As part of my people, I was in a vest. And then you came back from commercial break, and here I am. I'm in a sport coat and a shirt. Well, listen, I'm a superhero, all right? In the blink of an eye, I can change clothing. Also, I have to do something for TV immediately after the show, so I had to change during the break, okay? Either way, let's just say this radio TV life, pretty tough stuff. I just had to change out of my T-shirt. I had to put on a button-up shirt. That took time. This is not for everybody. All right. You know how we've been dogging on the medical industry because, well, there are a bunch of dirty commies who speak like this?
We enter the profession of medicine with appreciation for the opportunity to build on the scientific and humanistic achievements of the past. We also recognize the acts and systems of oppression affected in the name of...
Yeah, we got it. Well, here's a medical student in Wisconsin. This is, one, horrific, because it could easily be your doctor one day, but two, if you're really paying attention, there's an opportunity here. Oh, you guys assigned a number to it, but you didn't actually put it on the board. That didn't make any sense. Chris, play it, please. We're dying. Hold on, Chris. I'll do this all day. Chris, go ahead.
I think abortion should be unrestrictive, and... I think when somebody finds out in pregnancy, when or how far along that they are, when someone finds out, they should be able to get an abortion if they want to. And for some people, that is full term. If I can't get abortion training here, if I can't perform abortions in my career, I will not stay in Wisconsin. And a lot of my colleagues who are on the same track agree.
All right, thank you. That'll do nothing to help our shortages.
Okay. Look. Set aside the righteous anger that is filling you up right now. Okay, that's a demon witch. Yes, that's true. It's a vile little demon and somebody who's going to have to answer one day. That is a human being. She's going to be an abortion doctor and she wants to abort 9-month babies. Anyone with any experience at all in the medical field, no matter how you feel about abortion, has to acknowledge that is some subhuman barbaric stuff. We really have a crop of demons in this country. Mainly they're single women, but there are plenty of men involved. But when it comes to the abortion industry, these single women in America really truly are the spawn of Satan. That's what you just heard right there. But there is an opportunity here. An opportunity to play offense. I know abortion is one of the issues everyone, well, not everyone, a bunch of people feel like we should run away from. No. Don't say this. It'll make women mad. Don't say this. We might lose this vote or that vote. What if, for once, instead of running and hiding from the demons, what if we waded into them? What if we went even further than we've ever gone? What if your state, whatever the state that may be, this would only happen in a red state. What if your state tomorrow passed the most restrictive abortion bans in America? And what would the fallout be from that? Well, I can't foresee all the fallout. I know more babies would be alive. One. Two, I know demons will do exactly what that abortion doctor, soon to be abortion doctor, is going to do. They will leave. Look, think about it this way. In your neighborhood, if you knew there was a child predator on your block, a really, really bad, what's worse than a child predator? Nothing. Everyone knew it. There was a child predator on your block, and you could pass a law of some kind that would cause him to move out of your block, out of your area. Wouldn't you do it? Talk about a net positive for everybody. But this is not how the GOP thinks. They feel like they have to pussyfoot around everything. Let's tiptoe it. Well, we don't want to make him mad. Well, we can't be too right on the issues. What if we make the demons mad? What if you decided to play offense and you decided to make the communists' life miserable at every turn? What if you found the demons in your state and you made them feel uncomfortable? You made them feel unwelcome. What if you made the demons feel unwelcome so they felt they had to leave? Would your state be better off in the end? You're daggone right it would. What if, instead of being afraid of our shadow, we started actually playing offense? How about that? What a concept that would be. Instead, we get this. Thank you, Speaker Johnson, for advertising for a male vitality stack for Trump.
You were on the Judiciary and the Weaponization Committee. You know, during that time in the Weaponization Committee, we saw the FBI bring case against the Catholic Church, even putting agents inside of local churches. What more can Congress do to prevent this?
Well, Congress has a very important responsibility of oversight, and we have to bring accountability for agencies that have been spun out of control.
What should you do about this agency that you just got done fully funding? Well, I mean, we really should. We need accountability, guys. T levels are 50% of where they were 50 years ago. You can hear it in this audio clip. I'll keep going. You hear it? You can actually hear your T levels if you're a guy. Your T levels may be draining as you listen.
Really, we use the term weaponized because that's exactly what it is. We have agencies that were designed to protect and serve the American people in so many...
Agencies you're so afraid of that you fund in full. Have you taken your male vitality stack from Chalk yet today? I took mine every day for 2 years now. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Do you want to sound like this?
Cases in recent years and by the administration have been turned against them. And that's just what the facts show. It's alarming. So we called it out.
He's alarmed. The guy who acts like he's just you or me with no power. He's alarmed, guys. Male vitality stacks, fellas. You want to turn into that? You don't. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. Mike, get a hold of me. We'll get you a stack for free. Everyone else got to pay for it, but you have huge discounts. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, as a world-famous author and radio host, you have the inside scoop on many important things. What's the deal with Junior? He's talking about Don Junior. Seems like he's more our people than the rest of the family. Also seems like he has zero influence with his father. His dad surrounds himself with liberals and establishment, both during his administration and today. It would be helpful if Junior had his ear. Am I off about Junior? Is he okay? Well, look, internal family dynamics are what they are. Yes, Junior, I like Junior a lot. I really like Don Junior. I personally have wanted him to run for president. I think he should run for president. I think he should have. That ship has probably sailed by now, him running for president. What's the influence there? Well, I don't know that Junior is further away from his father than Ivanka, but the ways that Trump fell short on the America stuff in the first term, it was because of Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner. This is a name a lot of people don't know. You already know this name. You listen to this show, you know this name. Ivanka's husband is Jared Kushner. He is a dyed-in-the-wool New York Democrat. He bragged to people, Trump confidants, good Trump people like Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is awesome. One of the Trump people. Peter Navarro wrote in a book talking about how evil Jared Kushner was and how he just blew up all the good Trump policies. He would yank Trump to the left on these things. Why wasn't that Don Jr. in his ear instead of Jared Kushner? I don't know. I don't know. I would assume it's because Don and Ivanka got closer in the business world and Jared kind of came along and globbed on to that. I don't know. I do know this. We need to ship Jared Kushner to Antarctica if Donald Trump happens to win the presidency again. That way we can actually get something done. That I do know. All right. A couple more emails. Headlines I didn't get to. Then we're out of here. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear the CNN host fawning all over Dome?
I was watching you on stage, looking you in the eye with your passion that you were displaying and talking about so many issues. And yet you hear candidates suggesting that a vote for President Biden because of his age is somehow a vote for you. And that is hurled as an insult. It's intended to demonstrate some negative viewpoint towards you.
Listen to the speech she gives.
What is your reaction to this thought?
Well, I think that most women who have risen in their profession, who are leaders in their profession, have had similar experiences. Mm. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney. I was the first woman to be elected attorney general in the state of California. And I'm the first woman to be vice president. And I love my job.
Yeah, no, look, credit where it's due. It is amazing what you can accomplish when you just get down and grind for it. It is amazing. What, Chris? What? I'm impressed. I am extremely impressed. She had to sweat her way to the top, and I think I respect it. But we're going to get to a couple emails, and then we'll get to headlines. Chris, what is your problem? Hey, Jesse, Tim Scott for VP? No. Dear white trash Jesse, I've noticed you routinely only used a boy version of annoyingly overused names like Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. Would you please share, for the love of equally overused girl names, Haley, Kaylee, and Bailey? They're all I hear down here in South Carolina, and we don't want to leave them out. Well, I have boys. I don't have girls, so I only go to boys' sporting events. And the Aiden, Jaden, and Braden thing, it really came from that. And it came from that, and here's why. When you're at boys' sporting events, what my kids do, track and cross country and swimming and these things, moms love to show their support by shouting out names, the name of their child. They'll do this even when their child is in the pool and can't hear. They'll do this when their child is half mile away in cross country and can't hear. But their moms, and look, there's nothing like the love of a mother, right? And it is funny. Now my wife is mad at me because she hears it all the time too. When you go to these events, it is... It's nonstop. Let's go, Aiden. Let's go, Aiden. Let's go, Jaden. Go, Jaden. Aiden. Go, Aiden. And it's every event, no matter which school, no matter how many schools there are. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I always thought it was funny. That's all. I just thought it was funny. Maybe you didn't think it was as funny. I don't know. And probably offensive to a bunch of people. So I don't know about the girls' names. I don't know what the hot girls' names are today. Jesse, I just heard you tell a guy who got recently divorced to find a good woman. You said there are plenty of good women out there. I have to disagree. I'm 50 years old, divorced for 5 years, live in Oklahoma, the reddest state in the country, and almost every woman I meet is a liberal. My nephew's 23, says he can't find a woman that's not a raging lib. What say you? Well, there is an odd dynamic going on in the country. It's not that odd when you dig into it, but there are a lot of polls out now. They're just public polls, polling the public, where they're trying to find out which way people are leaning electorally, which way people are leaning politically, and kind of the direction they're heading. And what they found consistently, this is not a one-off, consistently, is that men in America are going right, and they're going right quickly. Women in America are going left, and they're going left quickly. There are different reasons for this. The mentalities of men versus women have changed. It's harder for a single woman to be for limited government because she is more likely to seek out protection. Like protection, she wants someone to look after her. That oftentimes will turn into the government. But remember, fellas, remember this. You only got to find one, all right? You only got to find one. You find one, you're gravy. And then you'll be up at night with your heart pounding. Hey, I'm staring at my Pure Talk phone, but she hasn't texted in 10 minutes. I wonder if she's left me. And she'll be on her Pure Talk phone saying, I'm so proud of him. He has a Pure Talk phone. That's how I knew he was the one. I knew he wouldn't patronize some garbage cell phone company like Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. I knew right when I looked at him, and I looked at his eyes and I said, that's a Pure Talk customer. Do you want to experience that? Well, you have to switch to Pure Talk. You have to pick up your phone. You have to dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And you have to spend 10 minutes on the phone speaking to somebody pleasant and switch to Pure Talk. I will ask you, please don't hit on the Pure Talk ladies when you speak to them on the phone. They are very, very pleasant. I understand that. However, that would be inappropriate. Just call Pure Talk, switch your cell phone service, and then go find your dime. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly is how you switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
House January 6th committee deleted more than 100 encrypted files days before the GOP took the majority. Okay, is this evil and dishonest? Yes, it is. But I will say for the 1,000th time what I've said over and over and over again. Why is there no fear of the GOP? Why do the communists feel like they can do anything, violate any law, any norm, any rule? They'll bury stuff right in your face. They'll delete stuff in your face. And they do all this without an ounce of fear of the GOP. I know everyone wants to live in this pie in the sky world where we can do this without our enemies fearing us, but we do not live in that world. This human being is never going to stop unless he gets afraid of you.
Many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around.
You're not going to stop him unless you make him feel fear and pain. Why does nobody fear fear and pain from the GOP? Robocall manipulates Joe Biden's voice. Tells recipients not to vote in the New Hampshire primary. It didn't manipulate Joe Biden's voice. From what I understand, it was actually completing whole sentences. Transgender Democrat can run for office despite hiding former name. Look, when you chop your penis off, is changing your name really the biggest scandal? Texas Governor Greg Abbott tears into the Biden administration and vows to fight SCOTUS ruling to let the Border Patrol cut the razor wire. I have to tell you, respect where it is due. I had no faith in this at all. I thought Texas would lay down. I thought the lame low TGOP in Texas would lay down. SCOTUS told them to remove the razor wire. Last time I checked, and this was like an hour ago, they're putting more up. We may have ourselves a good old-fashioned state versus feds conflict, and I, for one, am 100% here for it. Biden's war on dishwashers hits a snag. I told you these guys are against women. Anyway, remember, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We will do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.